Good afternoon. So it was actually at this convention 1 year ago when you, our membership, put together our priorities for the 2012 Farm Bill. Currently, we're operating under the 2008 Farm Bill, and it is set to expire at the end of this year. And so that's why Congress has been really engaged over the last year and will continue to be engaged throughout this year as we look forward to what we're going to start calling the 2012 Farm Bill, but we're really thinking that the vote's going to happen in 2013. So the policy priority issues that you put forward to our lobbyist in D.C., the first policy priority was removal of the livestock title from the Farm Bill. The livestock title was new to the Farm Bill in 2008, and it brought us things like country of origin labeling, a national animal ID system, and the GPSA proposed rule that we've been working on for the last few years. So when we talked about this in ag policy, our membership felt pretty strongly that this portion should be removed entirely from the Farm Bill. Because with the livestock title being in there, it creates an opportunity for others to cause havoc or just mess with the livestock industries. So we've been working with our broader coalition of our livestock producer associations in D.C., and so far the response is very, very favorable in both the House and the Senate Agriculture Committees that they are going to keep the livestock title out of the Farm Bill. Now, there are areas under the livestock title that will remain part of the larger Farm Bill, but those will be moved to another section known as the miscellaneous section of the 2012 bill. A second area where our membership really wanted us to engage on was the conservation title. And the reason why the conservation title is so important is because it actually has hard dollars associated with it, which means when you're looking at ways to change programs and find funding for other programs, usually conservation is one of the first areas that most members of Congress look to make adjustments or cuts. So conservation really became a heated topic in about October, November of last year, and we actually sent out a request to come up with a conservation task force with our membership to really kind of help NCBA figure out what exactly we wanted this conservation title to look like. Obviously, our membership spoke loud and clear with regards to the EQIP funding and making sure to keep that mandate, the 60-40 percentage between livestock versus other non-livestock uses of those EQIP dollars. So I do think that the conservation title is going to be a heavily debated title this coming year because obviously they're looking for other ways to fund other programs. But I do think that our voices and concerns and some of our suggestions to the conservation title have been well received so far. So that's actually an area that we'll probably be engaging a lot of time and effort on just to make sure we can engage and monitor how that process continues. The third area that our producer spoke up a lot about was the research title. Research has not received, or agriculture research has not received a significant increase in funding since the 1970s. And it is really a drastic comparison when you look at some of the human health research entities like NIH and you look at their funding compared to the Agricultural Research Service. And really, when you start looking at the few dollars that ARS has, there's a lot of dollars that go into specialty crop research. So that's really been an area where our producers wanted us to focus on is animal diseases and livestock production practices and to make sure that we can find some way to have the government place a priority on using these tax dollars to help us prepare for animal health situations and potentially be able to address some of these before they get too far out in front of us. So we'll engage on all fronts of the Farm Bill. Obviously, Colin said we like to find ways to get out of the Farm Bill, and other entities usually like to bring us into the Farm Bill. We'll obviously be looking out on the nutrition title. The nutrition title takes up 77% of all funding of the Farm Bill. I'll say that again. The nutrition feeding programs take up 77% of the Farm Bill funding, and that's pretty drastic. And in the last few Farm Bill debates, we've seen groups like the Humane Society of the United States and the Physicians Committee of Responsible Medicine, PCRM, who is the quasi-scientific arm of PETA, get engaged in these conversations and try to promote and push vegetarian or vegan agendas or try to put humane standards in place in order for some of this funding to go to after school or lunch or summer care programs. So we're going to have our work cut out for us on this Farm Bill just to make sure that we're watching all efforts as Congress continues to move forward. So one other area I wanted to touch on a little bit is talking about an agreement that was reached between the United Egg Producers and the Humane Society of the United States in July of last year. And this has been an area where we've received a lot of feedback from our membership, and we plan on having a lot more discussions tomorrow afternoon in the Cattle Health and Wellbeing Committee. But we and CBA and our membership strongly and adamantly oppose this agreement that HSUS and United Egg Producers reached in July of last year. simply because it is actually asking for and putting forward production practices on laying hen operations. And you might ask, why do we as a beef industry care about laying hens? Well, the reason why we care is because currently there's no production practices in federal statute, and we want to keep it that way. We think that the industry and the producers, researchers, and scientists are the best people to know how to take care of our animals, because we do that each and every day, not a bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. But this legislation will actually create a precedent and have the opportunity to open up Pandora's box to where, if it does get passed and it does go into law, we will have to fight this tooth and nail for any other livestock and poultry industry that's out there. We've been actively engaged in this issue with a broader coalition in Washington, D.C., including the Pork Producers, Chicken Council, Turkey Federation, the Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, Egg Farmers of America, the National Milk Producers Federation, and American Sheep Institute. So we have a broad coalition that's working this effort in Washington. Legislation was introduced just a few weeks ago in the House, and it was by Mr. Schrader from Oregon, a Democrat from Oregon, and he's actually a veterinarian. And we actually set up a meeting for all these other groups to go in and talk to the congressman and share our concerns about this legislation. He was very open-minded, but he did go ahead and honor the request of his constituents in Oregon to pursue this federal legislation. One thing that we are a little bit worried about, because he's confident that since he is a veterinarian, he's on the House Agriculture Committee, that he can control the fate of this legislation since he's the lead of it. One thing that we know from other issues that we've dealt with HSUS is that you can never be too trusting of where they're going to go in terms of parliamentary procedure. We've had bills before that were jurisdictionally the Agriculture Committee, and they went to leadership and actually had the House Agriculture Committee's chairman actually silenced by leadership to get a vote on the bill with regard to horse slaughter back in the 108th Congress. So a group like HSUS is somebody that we have to be on our toes at all times and making sure that we're watching what's going on. So again, this is going to be a hot topic that we're talking about in cattle health and well-being. HSUS had an undercover video that came out on Tuesday of this week targeting gestation crates. Some of you, if you have a meeting place news alert, you'll notice that now HSUS announced they're going to turn their efforts up on Tyson and also targeting gestation crates. So this is far from being over on the HSUS front, and they'll look and continue to find more ways to pick us off in production agriculture. One other topic that Colin asked me to touch on is the Department of Labor ruling. And this is something that you probably heard. You heard Bill talk about it a little bit yesterday, and you also heard it mentioned this morning as well. But the Department of Labor came up with some regulations to redefine what they called parental exemption. So when I was growing up and I had my 4-H steer, and it was actually at my grandparents' barn because we lived up the road, with this new proposal, I would not be able to feed my show calf nor work with my show calf, because the Department of Labor placed a bigger emphasis on who actually owned the farm and operation rather than the adult who was supervising me being on that farm and operation. So we were happy to yesterday to learn that the Department of Labor is looking at reevaluating and reassessing their parental exemption proposal, and they did attribute that to all the comments they heard from producers just like yourself, as well as members of Congress. So the Small Business Committee in the House held a hearing earlier today talking about this Department of Labor regulation. So we have a lot of members of Congress who are concerned about the Department of Labor and what they're trying to do to further regulate those of us youths that are working on our family farms and operations. So we'll continue to stay engaged in that process as we move forward. The last thing I might touch on is our Beef 101s. These are educational briefings we've had for the last 3 years that have been an overwhelming success on Capitol Hill. We take complicated topics and we use researchers, producers, and third-party experts to talk about issues that impact you, from food safety to the death tax to environmental issues to how we use antibiotics and how we treat our animals. So we have several planned this year. Our first one's going to be next Friday, focusing on nutrition in both the House and Senate Ag Committees in D.C. But we have several more slated for the rest of the year, and we look forward to those efforts on Capitol Hill on your behalf. So with that, I just want to say thank you.